This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tony Jones, our buddy in Salt Lake with the Athletic, covers the Jazz. He's back on the bench. Tony! Tony, my man.
What's up? How are you?
How you doing, brother? Hey, listen, so I actually have seen all these teams, you know, the Sixers went to, you know, Brooklyn and won. The Pacers had the, you know, Celtics in, and the Celtics kicked their ass and this and that. Do you feel that the Jazz will be able to handle their business tomorrow night in Salt Lake against the Rockets, or is the same thing going to happen to them?
Very debatable. I think if the Jazz are going to win tomorrow night, it's going to take them having an A-plus game. And it's going to take them making the Rockets make some mistakes. Here's the thing right now. James Harden is playing at an unreal level. He's the best offensive player in basketball. He has a counter to everything. He has a counter to absolutely everything that the Jazz are doing. And he makes the right reads off the pick and roll all the time. He's the best isolation player in basketball. And I just don't think the Jazz have an answer for them. And more importantly, I don't think the Jazz have an answer for the type of defense the Rockets play. The Rockets are just an unreal matchup nightmare for the Jazz because they switch everything defensively, and it takes the Jazz out of their motion-based pick-and-roll style offense, and it forces them into isolation. And the Jazz only have one isolation player, and that's Donovan Mitchell. So if the Jazz are going to win tomorrow, they're going to have to shoot really well from three-point range. They're going to have to get stops. They're going to have to sustain runs. And I think they're going to have to play from in front. If they're playing from behind, I don't think they can win.
And, Tony, the and Mitchell's, you know, he's saying, I'm gonna take my game to another level. Do you feel that he now feels that he has to do that in isolation and that he has to be the answer to this problem and, you know, have some kind of go-off game? Or is he going to stay in a pick-and-roll system and try to get his teammates good looks and good shots? Or is he going to try to do it all himself? Because that might be disastrous.
Well, knowing Donovan, I think he's going to be extremely aggressive. Small, it wouldn't shock me if he shot the ball 30 times. Not sure what the results are going to be because I think here's the way that the Rockets are playing Donovan Mitchell. They are putting Eric Gordon, who's a terrific on-ball defender. He's Donovan's primary defender. And then when Donovan gets into the lane, they're sliding either P.J. Tucker or Chris Paul over from the weak side. And if Donovan gets past those two, then he's encountering Clint Capella, who's a terrific rim protector. So in essence, while James Harden's beating one guy to the rim, Donovan Mitchell has to beat three guys to the rim. Now, the way to beat that is you have to make your three-pointers because they're willingly conceding open three-point looks to Ricky Rubio and whoever the foreman is, which is either Derek Favors or Jay Crowder. And the Jazz have shot 15 for 65 from three-point range in this series. So that number has to come up immeasurably. Ricky Rubio is going to have to make threes. Jay Crowder is going to have to make a lot of threes. That weak side guy who they're taking Chris Paul or P.J. Tucker off has to make Houston pay. And those first two games, those guys haven't been able to make Houston pay.
So Tony Jones with us from The Athletic. What is the plan for Gobert? I mean, six shots. I mean, can't they get this guy the ball, I mean, 10, 12, 15 times down in the paint to do something?
Well, he's a pick and dive big, and he's not a post up big. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why he's just such a bad matchup for the Jazz. When they switch everything, they get away with switching a smaller guy on to Rudy Gobert, because Rudy Gobert is not able to post up and take advantage. Rudy Gobert's bread and butter is set to pick, roll down the lane, catch an alley-oop or receive a pass, and finish in the lane.
Right.
And if you put him in, if you put him in that realm, he's an unreal finisher. But if you make him post up and you make him make a move, then he becomes very average. It's the reason why DeMarcus Cousins was such a big acquisition for Golden State, because DeMarcus Cousins is able to post up and he's able to punish those switches because he can post up, play with his back to the basket. Now, with Rudy Gobert, when he can't do that, then it makes that defense so much more effective, and it turns the Jazz into what they don't want to be, which is an isolation team.
What's happened to Joe Ingles? He's a guy that, you know, is double figures, to me, automatic. And in these games, he's been completely invisible.
Kind of the same thing. Joe Ingles is a great pick and roll player. He's not an isolation guy. He's not a guy that's going to beat you off the dribble. He's a guy that him and Rudy Gobert or him and Derek Favors, they work very, very well together in getting him an advantage and going downhill off the screen. But once you switch everything, and then once you turn him into an isolation guy, then just like Rudy Gobert, he kind of becomes average. So this is the thing with the Jazz. They're too imbalanced right now. They need isolation guys, and they need pick-and-roll guys. And right now they have too much of one and not enough of the other. And it's just going to make it very difficult for them.
What do you think, Tony Jones with us from The Athletic, what do you think of the pieces like, you know, Gordon and Tucker and you know, the way they shoot? I mean, because they get their threes off, and those guys are pouring in 16, whatever. I think in the last game they both had like 16 or something like that. That's a problem because Harden's pouring in his, you know, 30-plus. CP's doing his thing. I mean, Capella didn't even do anything, but Tucker and Gordon are getting their shots. I mean, when all of those guys are firing, it's almost like you have no chance.
This is what the Jazz have to do, in my estimation. There's not much you're going to be able to do with James Harden. He's at a level where, I mean, he's going to score 35 no matter what you do. So the trick with James Harden or the task with James Harden is you got to try to make him as inefficient as possible. You got to try to make that 35 as difficult as possible. So what I think the Jazz should do is get out of the gimmick defense that they've been doing all series, which is trying to force James Harden to his right. And I think they need to switch everything as well. Concede James Harden his 35 or 40 points, but try and lock up everybody else. If you don't come off of P.J. Tucker, he can't create his own shot. If you don't come off of Daniel House, he can't create his own shot. Chris Paul can create his own shot, sure, but he's not the same. I'd rather have Chris Paul trying to create his own shot than James Harden trying to create his own shot. Same thing with Eric Gordon and Austin Rivers. So I think the Jazz, their pathway to winning or their pathway to defending this Houston team effectively right now is switching everything, letting Harden go for his 40 points, and then trying to limit everybody else.
Don't you think that I just find it really hard to believe that they aren't going to show up and punch them in the mouth tomorrow night, the Jazz, that they're going to answer this 2-0 hole and be ready for this game no matter who they're playing. I just think they always do so well, in my view, in that building, in that town. I just think that I think they're going to surprise everybody. I think they'll be in that game for sure tomorrow.
I definitely think they're going to put their best game forward. I think they're extremely disappointed in themselves. They thought that they let Houston out-tough them, out-physical them, out-scrap them, out-hustle them. The Jazz feel that they let Houston punk them in the first two games of the series. They weren't strong with the basketball. They were harassed in the turnovers. They let Houston's defense speed them up. And I think that they're really extremely disappointed in themselves for that fact, especially Donovan Mitchell. So I do think that we're going to see a different Jazz team in terms of intensity right from the get-go. I don't think that they're going to fall into a 12-4 hole right from the get-go as they did in Game 2. I do think that they're going to be different. Now, whether that equals a win, to me, that's debatable, but I do think they're going to be different.
So, Tony, let me ask you, like, hypothetically, let's say Houston moves on in this series. Just for the sake of it, do you think that they can, because a lot of people think that they're the team that can give the Warriors problems. Are you buying that?
Oh, yeah, I'm buying it 100%. I think Houston has a chance to win it all this year.
Yeah, me too.
I think Houston's playing the best basketball of anybody right now. Now, I do think Golden State sent a message with how well they played last night against the Clippers.
Right.
And they sent the message that, hey, we're Golden State. We can still turn it on and just kick the doors off of you when we want to. But Houston has a lot of answers for Golden State, just like Golden State has a lot of answers for Houston. And I think that the DeMarcus Cousins injury for Golden State, I think that's going to loom large for Golden State, because I thought that that was the one answer that Golden State was going to be able to have for Houston, that Houston wasn't going to have an answer for. I still think Golden State comes out, and I would favor them, but I would favor them slightly, because I truly believe that Houston has a good chance of beating Golden State.
Do you think they could take them in one of those two games? Let's say if it opened in Oracle, do you think they could steal one of those games? They have to, because if they go down two, I say they're doomed. I don't care about all that. Oh, we got to play our two games in H-Town. I think they'll do fine in H-Town. Do you think they can win in the Bay?
I think if they beat Golden State, it's going to have to be in seven. Here's the thing. Golden State's won a road game in like something like 20 consecutive series.
Right.
And I think that's an NBA record.
It is.
Off the top of my head. So, you can almost count on the fact that Golden State's going to be able to find a way to win one at Toyota Center. So, I think Houston's going to have to win not one, but two games in Oracle if they're going to beat Golden State.
Who do you think, Tony Jones, in the East, with everything that's developing, Celtics are where they are. They would meet Milwaukee if they obviously finish off Detroit, and then you got kind of Toronto. We know their situation. It looks like they're in control of their faculties, and that Philly has already proven what they can do to the Nets all of a sudden. What do you think happens in the East?
I think Milwaukee comes out of the East because I think they're the best team. I think Giannis is the best player. I think if anybody beats Milwaukee, I think it's going to be Boston, just because Kyrie is so good, and Kyrie's such a shot maker. That it's hard to have an answer for him. But Milwaukee has length. They have athleticism. Budenholzer is such a good coach, and I think he's such a good coach in a series. I think that he cancels out Brad Stevens. And Giannis has been a different animal this year. He's just been a guy. He's been a guy that people haven't had an answer for. So I would think that Milwaukee comes out of the East, and if Milwaukee doesn't come out of the East, I think Boston is going to be the team that beat them. And if Boston does beat them, then Boston-Toronto is going to be a heck of a series.
Do you think – how do you stop? Can you at all stop Giannis? How would Boston go about dealing with him?
That is really, really extremely tough, because you can't gap Giannis like you can gap a lot of non-shooters. Like you can gap Ben Simmons. But you can't gap Giannis, because Giannis eats up space better than any guy that I've ever seen. Like if you gap him, he's not going to settle for the three. He's going to come to you, and he's going to be extremely physical. He's able to get downhill. He's able to grab rebounds and get downhill in transition. He's an elite finisher, and he's an elite competitor. He's a guy that's going at you from minute one to minute 48. So it's kind of one of those things where I think with Harden, Giannis is going to score his 35 points. He's going to score his 30. What you don't want is for him to have 10 assists, him having a bunch of rebounds. You want to kind of limit
right
what guys do around him.
I love talking rack with Tony Jones. Great stuff tonight, Tony. Enjoy the game tomorrow night with the Rockets and Jazz in Salt Lake. Always appreciate you coming on CBS Sports Radio, brother. Killer stuff.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me.
All right, Tony Jones, athletic, covers the Jazz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.